Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome to my 111st episode of the Joy Channel podcast, where we tune into something good within ourselves and minds and bodies and in the world. Yeah. 111 or 111st. If you're a Hobbit enthusiast. 111 to me is always a reminder of, as I think I create, what I think about is what I receive. It reminds me one mind, one body, one spirit. It reminds me that what I think and say is going to be mirrored back to me in multiple ways. So, also, speaking of which, I released my first song on Tuesday. It's beautiful. It's called Love I Stay With by Rome Wild. And I did it. I released my first song. It feels really good to have that cork popped, per se. What specifically do I mean? I have a lot of music that I've written in the last couple years, and that was one of the first songs that I wrote. And I loved the melody so much. So catchy and so pretty that when I heard the producer I worked with on this song is Watashi, and when I heard one of his other songs, as soon as I heard it, I just knew. I thought of my own song and I was like, oh yeah, that's the person that needs to produce this. So it worked out because I had no production ideas for this song. Well, that's not true. I had production ideas. Like, I knew I wanted it to feel a certain way. I knew I wanted, like, the 80s synth sound. I knew I wanted, like, uplifting little chime features in places, like sparkly essence. Is very light and uplifting. With also, like, you know, it touches on more emotional elements because it's really that song of transformation. So if you haven't heard it yet, please do listen to it and share it with anyone you think would love it. Add it to playlists. That, I think, is very important because when you add it to playlists, it helps Spotify know how to contextualize it and who to suggest it to. And if you're a person where, like, your playlists are not cohesive, don't worry about it. Still add it because it helps me. And the response I've gotten so far has been very good, and I'm very excited about it. Lots of people are loving it. Some people are like, you know, it's not their musical style, which is fine. It's not going to be everybody's music style, right? But the people who love it. And even the people who don't are like, this is very well produced. I'm like, yes, I know. thank you, Watashi. So I'm very excited. I'm really, really excited to start working on my next song. I'm already producing and working on producing other stuff. I am producing other stuff. I'm being more conscious about my language, right? I'm producing other stuff right now. And I have my next song that I'm choosing to work with Watashi on as well. And then I have a few other music producers that I'm also have reached out to me that I'm looking forward to putting things together with, because I have so much stuff. I write a lot, if you know, and you know, it's already done. That's part of one of my notes. I'm looking at the notes I wrote for this episode, and I wrote, as I think I create, be certain. So, yeah, reminding self, it's already done. It's already done. It's already been created. It's already out. It's already been created. I get to bring it into form. I'm very excited. I'm very excited is vague, I think, even because you could be excited. There could be an excitation in many ways. So I'm going to be more specific and say, I'm super happy. I'm super duper happy. I'm so happy. And yeah, what am I evidence of? And I'm evidence that you can heal very quickly when you change your mind. When you decide that you're healed, you can shift that. You shift into the reality of being healed. Your body structures to follow those thoughts. I'm evidence of that. And it's so funny that I used to get mad at the idea of that, because I wasn't in the place of being healed. I had to get to my point where it wasn't acceptable for me to not be healed within myself. I was like, nope, I'm healed, period, done. So, you know, that required a few things. I had to believe it was possible. Before that, I didn't believe it was possible, or I didn't want to believe it was possible, because I didn't have the body of evidence. So I am evidence. I looked up other cases of people healing themselves. I saturated my mind with that to increase my belief in it. I gave myself the evidence that it was possible. And I was like, hey, these people can do it. I thought differently. Oh, and this brings me to my next note, which I wrote notes for these at two different times, and then I put one on top of the other, so I think this was where the other one was starting. But judging a thought as wrong, judging a person for a choice, or judging anything for anything, is you have to recognize who's judging. What voice is judging? Is it ego? Is it unhealed ego judging something as wrong? Which, if you're judging is wrong, yes, that's what's happening. If you're observing and saying, interesting, that's very different. Judging something as wrong puts a twist within yourself, or it shows you where you have an attachment that is twisted. Instead of observing something and saying, all right, well, that's a thing. And I say that recognizing that there are many, many compelling things that we can look at and say, oh, that is straight up wrong. That is wrong. And when we do that, we're beating the drum of wrong within ourselves. We're holding on to distortion in our perception versus allowing ourselves to see through the eyes of love. So if we look at our, example, if you have ever had a flashback about, oh, why did I do that thing? And that's you judging it as wrong. That's the attachment. That's the part of you. So ask yourself, well, what is it about that thing that I'm judging as wrong? And likely it's going to be something like you were slightly inauthentic with yourself. Maybe you were parroting something someone else said, and it wasn't fully your... Perhaps it wasn't fully your authentic expression. And so then replay the memory and change it. Revise that. And show yourself you responding in the way that is most authentic to you, the way that you would love to respond. And if it's the same, you know, do the inquiry about, okay, what was it? Why is it that I judged myself as whatever it is that you judge yourself as, stupid or too much or wrong? Because when you get to that and you show yourself, give yourself the evidence of you responding differently and show yourself compassion of, ah, aw, babe, you were worried about this thing, and then you give that part of yourself a hug. That's really nice. So. Oh, and that also brings me to a really fun game. A really fun game. Which I like to play. I used to call it System Update, which you can still do, where for the system update, you would say system update confidence increase by 20%. And it's great because every time I say that, I notice a rush of energy and I feel more confident, or whatever it is, increase wisdom 20%. Whatever it is, it's very funny, but we get what we ask for. The new game that I am introducing, which I realize now some people are listening to that and that's a new game for them too. But another game that is a little variation on that, I suppose, is consciousness. Terminate program. There's never enough. Consciousness. Run program. There's always more than enough. Consciousness. Run program. I am in the flow of abundance. So if you have any stuff like that, consciousness, run program, I am certain. Consciousness, run program, I am self-assured. Consciousness, run program, I am confident. It's really fun. It's really fun to play with our minds and beings and consciousnesses and consciousness. And what we ask for, we receive. So play with it. Ask it like you are a computer, because you are an organic supercomputer, one who computes. And you're also the observer. You're the witness. So aligning our words and our choices with our desired outcomes, being certain, knowing it's already done, is beautiful. I'm going to do some affirmations now for everybody to sink into that certainty and remind ourselves throughout our day of, well, our certainty of us getting what we think about. So repeat after me or just absorb it. I'm going to repeat them twice and or more than twice if it's a short one and I feel like it. So let's go. I am completely confident in my abilities. I am completely confident in my abilities. I am completely confident in my ability to make decisions. I am completely confident in my ability to make decisions. I already know. I already know. I know. I know. I know. I know. I can always choose to know. I can always choose to know. I can always ask and receive information. I can always receive information. I choose to see. I choose to see. I choose to see clearly. I choose to see clearly. I choose to see love. I choose to see love. I choose to see wisdom. I choose to see wisdom. I'm so grateful and happy for all the beautiful things in my life. I'm so happy and grateful for all the beautiful things in my life. I'm so happy for all of the beautiful things in my life. Everything is so wonderful for me. Everything is so wonderful for me. Everything is so easy for me. Everything is so easy for me. I communicate so well. I communicate so well. My whole life is perfect and beautiful. My whole life is perfect and beautiful. Show me my next step. Show me my next step. Show me my next aligned step for my highest peace, love, and harmony. Show me my next aligned step for my highest peace, love, and harmony. Thank you for being here. And where I'm going to leave you today is the question I wrote at the end of my note, which was probably something I wrote for me, but I'm also realizing that by asking you guys, that also spreads beautiful things in the world. And that is, here's something you can ask yourself. What is the most valuable thing I can provide my community today? What is the most valuable thing I can provide my community today? And if you got an answer to that, immediately great. And if not, just know it'll come to you throughout the day sometime. Honor yourself, honor your body, rest when your universe is calling you to rest so it can catch up to you. And allow yourself to feel allow yourself to feel and love what you feel. Give love to, like, when you feel sadness, instead of, again, making that wrong, judging that as wrong, observe sadness, look at sadness, give sadness a hug. Say to sadness, "Oh, hey, I love you." Oftentimes, you know, if you look at sadness and you say, "Get out of here," you know, that's also a method. But if that hasn't been working for you, try just observing sadness and being like, "Oh," and then touching it with love, staying with love, and observing how sadness, when touched with love, turns into peace or happiness, or just relaxes and melts within your body. So that's all for me today. Thank you for coming to my 111st episode. I love saying that. And we'll be back with another episode real soon. I'm not going to say what day yet because I'm not certain. However, my powerful choice, I choose to have a few episodes recorded so that I can schedule them ahead of time so that I'm on top of my flow again of posting twice a week, because I really enjoy doing that. And yeah, I choose to have it be fun and easy. All right. Much love, guys. Check out my website, thejoychannel.org, for one-on-ones and upcoming events. And check out my new song, Love I Stay With, on Spotify, on Apple Music, on everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. I'm also choosing to restart my Patreon. So I will have details about that out next week. And follow me on Instagram at Joy Channel Podcast for more updates. I post in my stories a lot there. And is there anything else I want to say to the lovely people? No, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing and just receiving what you need and giving love to everyone. All right, goodbye.